flag salute to them?
No, just for the reading of the Oprah notice, Oprah notice.
The opening statement.
Yes.
Borough of Seabright, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, has provided the date, time, and location of this meeting to at least two designated newspapers, published the same in the Asbury Park Press. The official newspaper, filed notice with the borough clerk, and posted notice on the borough offices and the borough website. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening, Steve.
All right, wait.
Hey, Steve.
We
should take attendance?
Yes. Unless you want to.
You have to do the oath first.
Oh, yeah, we should do the oath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's start with Mr. Knott.
All right, are we going to do it together?
Yep, everybody can do it together. If you want to stand and raise your right hands. You're all going to say your own names, obviously.
Okay.
I, Carolyn Betty Norman, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And to the governments established in the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
I do further solemnly swear.
I do further solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully.
That I will faithfully.
Impartially and justly perform.
Impartially and justly perform.
All the duties of the office of.
All the duties of the office of.
And Mr. Knott, you are class four for a four-year term. And Mr. Smith, same. Sean's not here, and.
Yes, he is.
Sean, we moved him, Bobby. Mr. May is the same, four-year term, class four member. Ms. Bills, no, and Carolyn is alternate number two, class four member. And Ms. Gorman, alternate number three of a class four member, both of you are two-year terms. To the best, according to the best of your ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
All right. Everyone wants to sign there, so then just send it up.
And welcome to Heather, our new member.
Yes.
Little less she knows.
Yes, welcome to Heather, and we have to wonder about the answer.
Now we can do the roll.
Yeah.
That's the most exciting part of it.
Okay, Mr. Cashmore.
Here.
Chairman Cunningham.
Here.
Mr. Julio is not here. Vice Chairman DeCio.
You'd be very presumptuous with the chairman and vice chairman. That may be a concern.
Mayor Kelly.
Here.
Councilman Lexi.
Well, we swear some in, but don't.
Mr. Knott.
Well, I'm cool, it's just fun.
Mr. Smith.
Did I say that out loud enough?
Ms. Hills is not here. Ms. Craig.
Here.
Ms. Busy Man.
Here. Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Okay, on to board appointments.
Sean.
I would like to make a motion to nominate Lance Cunningham as the chairperson.
I'll second.
Roll call, please. I want to hear it loud.
Mr. Cashmore. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham, you're allowed to vote.
Abstain.
Mr. DeCio?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexi?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley?
Yes.
Mr. Knott?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
And Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Okay, under Vice Chair, I would happily nominate Dave DeCio.
I'll second it.
What? Roll call, please.
Okay.
That'll be close.
Stuck with me again.
All right. We have Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
We have Mr. DeCio. Mayor Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Lexton.
Yes.
Mr. McGinley.
Yes.
Mr. Knott.
Aye.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
We have Ms. Ray.
Yes.
Ms. Gorman.
Yes.
And I will proudly make the motion for Candace to be the board secretary.
I will second that motion.
I'll third it.
And I think we both thought you've done a great job for us this year.
Yeah.
Still learning. All right, so, Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. DeCio.
Yes.
Mayor Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein.
Yes.
Mr. McGinley.
Yes.
Mr. Knott.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Ray.
Yes.
Ms. Warman.
Yes.
Thank you. I enjoy my job very much.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you. And on to the attorney. Well.
Wow.
Wow.
What do you think?
Once again, I would proudly vote for Ms. Higgins. Once again.
I will happily second that motion.
With pleasure.
Correct.
Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. DeCio.
Yes.
Mayor Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein.
Yes.
Mr. McGinley.
Yes.
Mr. Knott. Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Ray.
Yes.
Ms. Warman.
Yes.
On to engineer. I'd say the same for Mr. Hoder. I'd be glad to make that motion.
I will second it.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Cashmore.
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham.
Yes.
Mr. DeCio.
Yes.
Mayor Kelly.
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein.
Yes.
Mr. McGinley.
Yes.
Mr. Knott.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Ms. Ray.
Yes.
Ms. Warman.
Yes.
Thank you.
We've had a discussion about the conflict engineer. Nobody's put up a motion in to become that. We can pass over that tonight.
Okay.
As needed.
As needed, we can bring one in. On to the planner.
I would happily make a motion to have Christine Caffone of Caffone Consulting Group continue with as our planner.
I'll second that.
Please.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. DeCio?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley?
Yes.
Mr. Knott?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Ms. Warman?
Yes.
Once again, on five, the conflict planner, I don't think we've had an issue for one, and I see no reason to just throw a name in the air until we need somebody.
As needed.
Unless there's objection from board members.
Why don't we do the same as we're doing with the engineer?
Agreed.
As needed.
Agreed. So we'll skip over that tonight, and if we need somebody, we'll do it during the next meeting. On to the minutes of... November 12th.
In a while.
I will make a motion to approve the minutes.
Of November
12th.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Cashman?
I don't think that was after me.
You were.
I second.
Yeah. You were definitely here.
I was here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes. Okay, gotcha.
Council Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
And Ms. Ray?
Yes.
On to newspapers. Anybody have objection with all those newspapers?
Yes.
I will make a motion to approve those newspapers as our official newspapers.
Yes. It only has to be posted in two, though, right?
Just correct. Just be sent
to two.
Just two.
Two.
Doesn't even have to be published.
Okay.
Given to us.
Right.
As long as they're official.
Right. But this actually is...
due to the option.
Well, this is designation of official newspapers that applicants can use when they are publishing their notices.
Right, so they can choose them. They're all
exactly.
Eligible. We don't
correct.
Have to, they don't have to notify for them.
No.
Kurt, what's the status of online versus paper print newspapers for that kind of thing?
The legislature has not caught up with it, so it's still paper print.
Okay.
They tried.
They did try.
And the newspaper lobby.
We actually had to deal with this. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think what it eventually came down to is the fact that the main thing keeping newspapers alive today are the legal ones. I mean, that's really what it was.
Yeah.
And that was lobby, so,
it's become half the paper.
Yep.
It was a powerful law.
Yep. Also, the papers also are usually online also, aren't they?
Yes.
They are.
Yeah.
We need a roll call on
that. Okay. Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. DeCio?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley?
Yes.
Mr. Knott?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Ms. Warman?
Yes.
Okay, on to items of business. Not that that wasn't business. Organization of...
Did we do the meeting dates, Mr. Chairman?
Do we want to do the meeting
dates? Or did I skip something?
The meeting dates.
Must have.
Okay.
I have it.
Oh, okay.
That's right, this is Ms. August. We normally do the first, well, the second Tuesday. I don't want to miss the meeting, so I wanted to know if you guys would consider doing the later one. I'm going to be on vacation.
Yeah, do the 25th.
Is the 25th okay?
That's fine.
All right, great.
Any discussion on the dates or changes?
Other than, as just indicated, the August date will be the 25th.
Motion?
I'll make the motion to approve the dates with the August meeting being the 25th.
Second?
I'll second.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Lucille?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley?
Yes.
Mr. Knopf? Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Ms. Warren?
Yes.
My goal is to be faster this year.
Oh, you're doing just fine. You always have. Our meetings have gone quite good the last year, don't you think?
And our minutes have been readily available, which is great.
Okay, memorialization resolution. MMJD Properties LLC 2, Beach, 26 Beach Street, Lot 10, Lot 21.
I'll make the motion to approve the resolution as written.
And a second?
Second.
Second.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
That's all that's on the floor.
And those?
Yep.
Yes. Those are the only ones.
On to the request for extension of approvals for River Street Realty. For River Street?
Can I sit on this, it's on the 200 feet?
No.
No, you can't. Let the record show that Mr. Knott is stepping down. He's within the 200-foot window.
So I have, I reviewed the letter myself. I have no problem with it, but Dave, is what's in the letter accurate?
It's not exactly what it seems.
Okay.
But I think it's still acceptable. So what happened was, on the 17th, the applicant asked for a meeting with myself and Ed Wheeler, building inspector. The reason was because Ed, our building inspector, did not accept the demolition despite what Mr. Anderson's letter says. Mr. Anderson says that they did demolish the building, which they did do. But Ed wanted to see the foundation out also. And he did not do that. It's more expensive, of course, and more work. And so we sat down at this meeting, and Ed finally decided that it would be okay if he removes up to 5 feet from the property line so as to protect any adjacent buildings from any cave-ins during the period he's not building. Like, you know, if it sits a year waiting for somebody to build the houses, then at least the buildings next door aren't going to have a stiff cliff face that could be a problem with their adjacent foundation. Well, so at least that was the absolute.
We're still waiting for this guy to sell his property.
Well, yeah, he never did do the foundation work. The foundations are still in. Ed is still not happy, but has conceded to that request. And once the foundations are in, the foundations are out, then Ed will give the okay as a certificate of completion that he's removed and demolished the building. Right now, we don't have that.
So when he does that, he has to dig them out and then refill.
Yes.
He can't leave in a big hole.
Correct.
I mean, these and have to be completely, in order to perfect the subdivision, he's got to have completely separate properties that don't have a common,
right.
Something underneath.
The previous resolution said that the map can't be filed or signed until all the demolition is done.
Right.
And Ed's definition of demolition included the foundations, and they were going back and forth since August.
How would it ever not include the foundation?
Well, that's a good applicant. That's reasonable. He doesn't really know the
You guys know who this is. We know who he's dealing with.
Yeah.
So, in any case,
this has been a long
process to do it in the very near future. So, how long did he ask for an extension for?
90 days,
90.
Right?
Okay. Well, it's going to be short for Mr. Aldo.
Yeah.
But all right. He knows back again.
No, I don't have a problem with it, and it's not like anything matters.
So there's
actually,
he has 60 days.
60.
Yeah. 60, yeah. Sorry.
Jay, do you think that's feasible, 60 days?
It's feasible.
It's feasible.
I don't know what he'll do, but that's the question.
That's exactly.
I mean, even with frozen ground winter.
Do we want to get it? See, right, it's not going to be as frozen.
That's what my point was. Maybe you want to just give him the
90 days. Don't give him anything he doesn't deserve.
Yeah,
okay. He's been a horrible.
Yeah. We've given him so much lateral so long, so many times. I mean, gee whiz.
All right, so I'll make a motion then to approve the extension for 60 days.
As requested.
As requested.
Second. Every time we give him an inch, he takes another 12
seconds. I'll second that.
Mr. Cashmore?
Yes.
Chairman Cunningham?
Yes.
Mr. Seo?
Yes.
Mayor Kelly?
Yes.
Councilman Lexstein?
Yes.
Mr. McGinley? Mr. Knott? Mr. Knott is recused.
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Ray?
Yes.
Ms. Gorman?
Yes.
Heather, you know what we're talking about here?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. And it's a long, drawn-out history, but we seem rather tough on this guy. He apparently needs it. He's been very difficult.
Going over how many decades?
20 years?
How many decades?
It's got to be 20 years.
Yeah, at least. I've been here over 20 years, and he's been on it ever since I've been here.
Okay, do we have an executive session?
We can move for executive session just to discuss some litigation. I don't really have a lot of answers, but I just wanted to give an update.
Okay. All right, so I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
Second.
I'll second that.
You do it all in favor.
All in favor?
It's to discuss.
Aye.
Sorry, partner, we're going into executive session.
Nothing exciting.
Mr. Chairman, you want me to leave or
not? No, you can stay because you might have
and we're not going to, and when we come out, we won't have any further business.
There will be no further business discussed when we come out. So that
unless, of course, since you're in the public, have something to say tonight?
That's a no.
That looked like a no. You're welcome.